This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Sister cities are international alliances made to promote cultural and economic ties around the world. San Antonio has 11 such partnerships on four continents, including cities in countries like Mexico, Spain, South Korea, Taiwan, Japan, India, China, Namibia, and most recently, Germany. And San Antonio Mayor Ron Nuremberg will be the next president of Sister Cities International. I spoke to him about his vision for the global organization and San Antonio's role.
Well, the organization is a membership network of over 5,000 communities in the United States and abroad that are dedicated to building partnerships in education, culture, art, diplomacy, and economic and business partnership. You know, these are partnerships that span many decades in some cases, but most importantly, bridge politics. They are pathways and infrastructure for creating peace in the world. The sister city partnerships that are created are citizen-driven and form the bonds between people that help us achieve connections with others across the world and, again, establish pathways for peace that generations can benefit from.
So do sister cities, are they more important now than in the recent past because of some of the problems that we're having with our dysfunctional State Department?
I would say that especially during times when there is a push among politicians to isolate our community from others around the world, it is important that city-to-city, citizen-to-city, citizen-to-citizen partnerships are formed. That was true when it was founded by President Eisenhower in the aftermath of World War II, when the world was fractured after a great war. And it is true today as the nationalism that is rising in our own country and in many others is isolating us from the rest of the world. Our generation, the next generation of citizens, whether it's American or otherwise, around the world will benefit because we have established ties with others, that we've refused to let politics stand in the way of creating pathways and peace building among nations. And, you know, we talk all the time about the importance of building infrastructure and building bridges. There is no more important infrastructure than that created by diplomacy between people in one country and another.
So what are some of the benefits that people in San Antonio can see from having sister cities throughout the world, two in Mexico, Monterrey and Guadalajara?
Yeah, well, there are many. There are some very specific things, like in our universities, we establish exchange programs in which students are able to see the world and experience other cultures and also enrich their professional lives through exchanges with universities and other countries. And we receive the same by having students from other countries study here. But there's also great exchange in things like art and culture, and even medical communities. We have worked with other countries through the Bexar County Medical Society for a number of decades, exchanging best practices in medicine and also helping other citizens, other residents in other countries through crises of their own with the benefit of technology and science that we have here today. I will say also that relationships between cities and other countries have directly benefited our economy and the families who are employed by the jobs created through these partnerships. It's no secret that, for instance, the 40th Japanese company was opened in San Antonio a couple of weeks ago at Brook City Base. That is a direct result of the friendship that was created by Mayor Henry Cisneros in the city of Kumamoto in Japan. Those friendships and those cultural exchanges that led to educational exchanges and business-to-business relationship have now resulted in what is now our leading industry in San Antonio, in manufacturing and advanced manufacturing, and we still benefit from that as new companies are opened and the manufacturing pipeline expands and more families are employed there through those companies that have opened up shop here in San Antonio. So there is a direct benefit for us citizens in San Antonio, whether or not we're actively involved in exchange or business-to-business relationship, we are directly benefiting through those relationships that are built with other countries.
In relationships with sisters, there's giving and taking. Other than benefiting us, should we be looking at sister cities as opportunities for giving? If we're going to be a city of compassion, the compassion should be wherever we find it, have an opportunity to have it.
Absolutely. And I believe that that's where it starts. You know, we are very generous.
Well, for example, like you talked about Kumamoto, which had some serious earthquakes, and San Antonio has assisted in those times.
Yeah, we have actively raised money to help with disaster relief in Kumamoto. We did the same during the floods in Chennai. We are very blessed in San Antonio of being generous, but also being in a position of helping others, and so we've done that. And it's not necessarily something that we're always seeking reciprocity for, but you can be sure that people in other countries, when we stand up to help, remember that. And should we be in a position of needing assistance, those relationships are always first and foremost on their minds. I would say that compassion is what drives these to begin with. There is a saying in Sister Cities International that the first strike should be a knock on the door, and that's exactly how we approach the Sister City relationship building.
Do you think the Sister City program will be coming more high profile in the future because of all of these challenges that we're seeing around the world? And diplomacy is going to have to be on a more local basis.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. In fact, that's one of our strategic priorities, is to raise the profile of Sister Cities International, because when politics, geopolitical politics, tends to isolate ourselves, it behooves us as local communities, as citizens to citizens, to create partnerships with one another. And so, yeah, I think that these relationships and this network, Sister Cities International, will continue to build its profile and its level of importance as they become the bedrock for these kinds of relationships that are so vital but often forgotten.
So are there opportunities for people who aren't elected officials to become part of the Sister City program?
Yes. In fact, the Sister Cities Network in San Antonio, they leverage the willingness and volunteerism of the local community. Each of those 11 relationships in San Antonio is brought to life by the organizations that, you know, do the exchanges, the universities that enroll the students, and the artists that exchange the art. So, yeah, there is a role for anyone who's interested in expanding their horizons and getting to know their fellow citizens across the world.
Mayor Ron Nuremberg is the president-elect of Sister Cities International. When we come back from the break, we open up the phone lines. Do you think Sister Cities are worth the time, effort, and money for San Antonio? Do you think this is a way to establish San Antonio as a world-class city? And is that a worthwhile goal? Call in. We want to hear from you. 210-614-8980. 210-614-8980. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Welcome back to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about Sister Cities, the Sister Cities, 11 of them that San Antonio has around the world. If you've got a question or a comment about that, call in. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. And you can also email us at thesource@tpr.org. Now, with us live in the studio, we're joined by Sherry Dalashashi. Sorry about that. Sherry Dalashashi. She is the Chief of Protocol and Head of International Relations for the City of San Antonio, Richard Pettis, the President and CEO of the San Antonio Chamber of Commerce, and Carlos Joaquin. He is the Senior Vice President of Investment and Trade for the San Antonio Economic Development Foundation. And Sherry, let me ask you, since you're Chief Protocol and Head of International Relations for San Antonio, what is it that you see as a benefit for the city for having these sister cities?
Well, we refer to the Sister Cities program as really our official relationships around the world. And the benefits are multifold, because just as sister city programs are meant to impact different strata, we have activities and programs that benefit youth exchange, programs that benefit cultural exchange and the cultural community, programs that benefit technical exchange, best practices, humanitarian assistance, and programs that have a direct involvement with economic development. All of those strands are basically mirrored in the work that we do with our community. And so we try to, through our sister city relationships, work with different organizations, as the mayor highlighted earlier, in the community, depending on what the activity is, and to really involve our community, whether it's the business community, whether it's the educational committee, or our arts and cultural organizations. It allows us to open San Antonio to the world, to bring the world to San Antonio, and to expose our citizens to perhaps opportunities to learn about other cultures and other countries out there through the lens, which is our official relationships.
So it's not just a city hall to city hall line of communication. This is although the city hall takes the lead in establishing the relationships, but it really comes down to citizens' involvement.
Absolutely. Sister city relationships are all about citizen diplomacy and about the involvement of everyday citizens in helping us with the work that we do to promote diplomacy, international relations. So yes, in San Antonio, the Sister Cities program is led and managed by the city through the International Relations Office. Of course, we have an amazing advocate and champion in our mayor, who has really taken a leadership role at the national level in the organization. But the actual activities that are executed, what happens, doesn't really come out of us. It comes out of the work that is done through the community organizations. And that's really important, because it will be students, teachers, it'll be the president of a chamber and his staff, it'll be musicians, artists, it may even be, when we talk about technical exchange, lawyers, perhaps heads of nonprofit organizations who can share best practices. So it is about involving those people in direct dialogue and activities with the cities that we work with around the world.
So Carlos Jaquin, the Senior Vice President for Investment and Trade for the San Antonio Economic Development Foundation, you're looking at sister cities through, you recognize all of the other involvement, but it really comes down to business opportunities and business relationships?
Sure, David. Thank you for that. We at the San Antonio Economic Development Foundation, we actually lead the economic development efforts for the city. Of course, we have about 170 public and private sector investors in the city of San Antonio, the Chambers of Commerce, and the city of San Antonio is also one of our members. Definitely, I just wanted to give that preamble before we actually dug into that sister cities topic. But we at the SAEDF, we actually are interested in business attraction, business retention, expansion, trade development, entrepreneurial development, and workforce development. And I can tell you that the sister cities paved the way for us to actually go into those countries, find the network, establish some sort of relationship with the business community, the chambers of commerce in those particular countries. And it really helps us to develop that relationship, which, you know, if international business, it's not just travel to one country, spend 3 days, 4 days there, and just come back and that's it. No, you actually have to have face-to-face, cultivate a relationship with those countries, those cities specifically. And from there, you can see the fruits of those relationships. relationships. And we've seen this with the sister cities as well. Just a perfect example that I'd like to highlight, Guadalajara, Jalisco, is our sister city. That's where the actual Casa San Antonio program began. A replica of that, or actually the Mexico City office opened about 5 years into that. And right now we're seeing just the trade channels that we see between Mexico City, between Monterrey, between Guadalajara and San Antonio, just an economic impact overall. So I think that's just a perfect example of how we see it work, the sister cities relationship. Also, it not necessarily doesn't have to be that specific a city, but cities in those countries actually get to know San Antonio from a foreign direct investment perspective, and also for export markets for our local companies. So it's a twofold trade. We see these the economic impact of actual having sister cities relationships and a network there in those countries, and from there we can tell the story about San Antonio. We can market all of our industries of focus, which, by the way, there's cybersecurity, bioscience, IT, manufacturing, and new energy. And we are, you know, going everywhere with this message. We're going with to these specific countries. Just like to highlight as well, from the foreign direct investment perspective, the city of San Antonio over the past 10 years have had 47 international projects, about over 5,363 jobs created, and nearly $600 million in capital investment. And of those 16 source countries, we have a sister city in those. So just like to highlight the specific in that terms of benefits for sister cities.
Richard Perez, President and CEO of the San Antonio Chamber of Commerce. Sister cities, here we are with these cities, sister cities around the world, other countries. United States is rattling its saber for trade wars right now pretty loudly. Are these sister cities, you know, do you think they tap into this relationship they have here in San Antonio, trying to figure out the subtleties of the messaging that we're getting from the White House about trade war?
I think there's no doubt that the relationships that we've been able to build over time in all of our sister cities is a big help to us as things in Washington heat up. You know, we have trade as a very important part of the economy for our country and for these countries for that matter. And so it makes sense for us to continue to reach out to our friends in these sister cities, in our friendship cities, and make sure that they understand that we are serious about the relationships we've been able to cultivate over time. And they are primarily, or they start a lot of times with cultural family ties, but they quickly develop, depending on the country, into real economic opportunities through trade. And I think that's what we're pushing, certainly in Washington, for example, on NAFTA, to have our administration realize that this is such an important part of the Texas economy, certainly, but the overall economy in the U.S. And so it's all about that, getting that message to the right people that are in positions of power to understand that these will have real critical impacts to our community, this community, San Antonio, Texas, if we don't do these things right.
I'm going to go to the phone lines, 210-614-8980. Cecilia is on the line. Cecilia with the San Antonio Council of International Visitors. You there?
Hi, yes, that's correct. Thank you for having me. I just wanted to talk about an opportunity that absolutely complements the Sister Cities Network and their and kind of in a various sector of promoting international exchanges, as I agree that it is absolutely vital for for citizens to act as diplomats around the world and to establish San Antonio as a world-class international city. And our organization, the San Antonio Council for International Visitors, or SACIV, is a State Department-funded program facilitating the International Visitor Leadership Program, which brings emerging leaders to the United States to meet with their professional counterparts. And they develop these relationships with professionals as well as just everyday average citizens in San Antonio that are extremely valuable in terms of, you know, kind of like the mayor mentioned, creating connections across the world and pathways to peace through these citizen-to-citizen partnerships. And it is, it is a State Department-funded program, so the goal is to, facilitate programs that support foreign policy goals. But more importantly, it's one of another set of activities that the city, or that our city in San Antonio is implementing that, you know, builds a more peaceful and prosperous world by connecting, you know, officials, whether those are in, you know, various sectors, whether they're local government officials or business connections. And it is absolutely vital.
Cecilia, thank you for the call. So she brings up the peace part of this. And Sister Cities International was founded in 1956 under the Eisenhower administration. And this was an effort to help secure global peace after World War II. And can you talk about that, Sherry, about, you know, having these types of relationships, having people communicate person to person, city to city, as a way to secure peace?
Right. Well... I'm sorry, my voice is gone, but first of all, Cecilia and the San Antonio Council for International Visitors, a wonderful organization that really works very well in that space of developing dialogue at the citizen level. And of course, you have used a very key word, communication and dialogue. what we had after World War II and the whole environment in which the world was unfolding after World War II really necessitated kind of establishing a peaceful dialogue and also mutual understanding and cooperation. There's really key elements that today, I think, speak more than ever before. You know, over time, there's been a lot of ups and downs and changes in how these sister city relationships are seen and how they are interpreted across this country, for instance, in different ways. But again, cities more than ever before are stepping up and playing a role in diplomacy for this country. And of course, as part of that step up, as part of that more involved, integrated role in diplomacy, the sister city relationships and the mutual, let's say, messaging of we are the same is so important. You know, when we've had interaction very recently during commemorative week, we received over 100 guests from our sister cities, from six of our sister cities around the world. Over 100 people came in from Asia, from Namibia, from Europe, from Mexico. And there were different languages used. Obviously, there were different levels of protocol, different cultural rituals. But at the end of the day, for everybody who was involved at one level or another with those delegations for the time that they were here, there was one thing that was for certain. Everybody at the end of the day is the same. A father here worries about the same things as a father does in Kumamoto. A mother worries about the same educational priorities here as she does in Windhoek, Namibia. The need for sharing culture, for being able to access resources, they're the same everywhere. And I think as we allow our citizens and the people who are basically calling for that increased understanding, we are able to really kind of preach the message that peace comes through that dialogue. Thank
you. All right, we're going to take a break. Phone lines are open, 210-614-8980. As we talk about sister cities, we just heard about how they can help in global peace, but also we need them to help bring jobs and stability here in San Antonio as well, how that works, what opportunities that are presenting themselves. And then how can we help other cities around the world, other communities, as a means of compassion, a show that the character of San Antonio around the world. Call in 210-614-8980. The source continues after this break.
Here's Michael Kolmer, head of the Department of Economy and Urban Development of the city of Darmstadt, Germany. Darmstadt is one of the most important research locations in Germany. Three universities and more than 30 other R&D institutes, some of world importance, are located in Darmstadt. In turn, these institutions have their counterparts in the economy. The strongest sectors are IT, life sciences, mechanical engineering, space technology, renewables, and cosmetics. But what does this have to do with sister cities? A whole lot. Because when a delegation from San Antonio visited us for the first time, we compared our common strengths in the workshop and realized, wow, we fit together like separated twins. Cybersecurity, space, health, all topics that connect us. In fact, it was love at first sight. The love has only become stronger until today. In the meantime, economic stakeholders have been guests in Darmstadt or San Antonio, and very important, two of our universities, the UTSA and the TU Darmstadt, have also become sisters. The story in a nutshell. I will never forget when the sister city agreement was signed by our mayors. We all looked at each other and said, now we are no longer friends. Now we are siblings. And that's what it's all about. In a city partnership, as in a family, everybody permanently takes care of the others, looks for opportunity, and builds up more and more ties step by step. That's the best way to overcome borders.
And that was from Darmstadt, Germany, one of our sister cities. We have 11 of them around the world. We're talking about these relationships, why they're more important now than ever before. It's just a matter of fact that our State Department is in a state of, it's no longer what it once was. The budget's not there. They haven't filled the slots that they once have. And so diplomacy is now becoming more of a city-to-city type of relationship, particularly in this time of trade war and sort of confusion, mixed messaging coming from Washington, D.C. So what do you think about sister cities in San Antonio? Now Mayor Ron Nuremberg, he's the president-elect of the International Sister Cities Organization. Is this an opportunity for San Antonio to become more of an international city on the world stage? Colin, we'd like to hear what your take on this is. 210-614-8980. Let me go to Richard Pettis, President and CEO of the San Antonio Chamber of Commerce. And when you were on City Council, you participated in the Sister Cities program and you went to many of these cities. And what did you experience?
Well, I experienced a lot of warmth, a lot of excitement, a lot of interest. The first city that I visited was Kumamoto, Japan, and our community had not visited Kumamoto in probably 15 years. And so I actually happened to be Mayor Pro Tem at the time, and I led a small delegation of five. We visited Kumamoto and reestablished our relationship, and it was amazing. The level of respect that our city has in Kumamoto is amazing. We walked around almost like superstars, if you will. I mean, people just opened their doors. They were happy.
You know what,
excited.
I'm going to pause you right there, and I'm going to take a call from Johnny, who has a comment about Kumamoto, Japan, and we'll pick up from there with you after that. Johnny, go ahead.
Yeah, so I wanted to bring in the name of Sister Margaret Nagy, who taught at the lake for many years.
Oh, yeah.
A Fulbright scholar, and back in the 80s, I took some courses with her, and I got involved with a lot of this. And in fact, what your speaker's talking about now, also with the Alamo Monument, there's a connection to the Alamo there. But you can Google Margaret Nagy, and very impressive. She was born in Budapest, Hungary, and came here as a displaced person and then graduated from the lake. And a very respected academic. I consider her a treasure. I know your speaker will speak very highly of Margaret Nagy. I just wanted to bring that to your attention because she was so involved with the Kumamoto, and also founded Japan American Society.
All right, I got that, Johnny. So it shows you how San Antonio has a number of assets and all of the talent and resources, personal resources that we have that can come to bear in bringing the maximum fruition that we have from these sister cities relationships. Richard?
Very familiar name in the international space, someone who really cared about our city and cared about relationships worldwide. She got an award from the Japanese government 2 years ago. Great citizen diplomat. You talk about someone who really cares about who we are in San Antonio, but what we can be to the rest of the world. Definitely, she was at the top of the list.
And so we were talking about your experiences with the sister cities when you were a council member.
Yes, so we visited Kumamoto, reestablished our relationship with the mayor there.
Can you talk a little bit about how Kumamoto and our relationship with Japan has paid off with Toyota?
Yes. So so we started with, we had this wonderful, wonderful woman who helped us in our relationship building. And her name was Ms. Shirani, Naoko Shirani, who Henry Cisneros, when he was mayor back then, some kind of a way met her. and she fell in love with San Antonio, with our culture, our warmth, and saw Henry as a budding elected official with a vision to really turn San Antonio into something special. And she took to him, he took to her, and she opened so many doors and really helped us establish not only the relationship with Kumamoto, but then opened the doors in Tokyo and then to Toyota City. And then we were able to finally, after many, many years, 25 plus years of relationship, to court Toyota that was looking for a place to set up shop in the United States. And lo and behold, they decided they wanted to be in San Antonio, Texas. But
Carlos Jaquin, with the San Antonio Economic Development Foundation, you see that, business relationships often start out as personal relationships. People want to take the measure of the individual that they're going to do business with, and then we can start talking business. So is having things like sister cities, is this like the first step in trying to, in starting up those deep relationships?
It is actually the first step. And as a matter of fact, I'd just like to echo what Richard was saying. Today in San Antonio, we have over 40 Japanese companies that have invested in the community. And just recently, Nissei Plastics opened over there by Brooks. And that's just a consequence of all this relationship that we have built. In international business, it's pretty much you're not doing business with a company, you're doing business with a person. And it's definitely the sister cities, that's what really has helped us attract these companies to the city. Now, I do also want to mention, as the Casa San Antonio program from the city of San Antonio, that's a fantastic resource that many in the business community, local business community, doesn't know that they have, but it's actually for export development, and companies really don't know what the resources that they have. And if they want to expand their sales, it actually started in Guadalajara and then it migrated to Mexico City. But it really, really gives the local community a tool to leverage distribution, to leverage merchandisers, buyers, etc. So I do want to just emphasize that point. From that actual Casa San Antonio program, back in 1999, they started a program which is called the International Business Development Center, which is an incubator program for foreign companies that want to establish a presence in the U.S. via San Antonio, do their market assessment, do their market study, et cetera, et cetera. But it's really a soft landing approach to bringing companies into San Antonio and into the U.S.
Okay, let me take another caller. This is Sue Hale. Sue Hale, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thanks for having me.
Go ahead.
With musical bridges around the world, our mission is to unite, educate, and inspire through culturally diverse performing and visual arts programming. And the way we've enhanced and activated our sister city relationships was really highlighted during this tricentennial 20th anniversary year. The first delegation to actually visit San Antonio during this auspicious year came from Suzhou, China, which was our friendship city. And the delegation was welcomed to a concert, and we were gifted two Chinese musicians that played ping pong. And the concert week followed with a really pretty remarkable program, which was the Sister City Jazz Ensemble. We commissioned our very own Dr. Aaron Prado with a piece called San Antonio Sister Cities. And we had artists from 10 of our sister cities and friendship cities around the globe, including Chennai, India, and Kumamoto, Japan, as well as Windhoek, Namibia, Darmstadt, our newest sister city, and friendship cities, including Tel Aviv and Suzhou. So it just goes to show that the interesting thing was that not all of them even spoke English, but when they got into the rehearsal space, it didn't really matter, because art, in our case music, is in fact a universal language, and it transcends ethnic differences and religion, politics, and we believe that it's a great avenue in terms of relationship building and diplomacy, and at the sister city level to really have a lot of these great subnational relationships and to strengthen ties between nations.
All right. Well, thank you, Sahel, for calling about that. And Musical Bridges is the name of that organization. And really quickly, Sherry, I hate to press you on, I know your throat is not in good shape, but, this is about culture, and culture and we talk about music. I mean, it is an international language and a language of peace.
That's it. That is correct. And culture is the glue that holds it all together. Really important to remember. Every year we celebrate the Indian Diwali here in San Antonio. And that is an outcrop of our sister city relationship with Chennai. Every year over 20,000 people come downtown to witness Indian culture put together by our sister city association, Anuja SA. And everyone is engaged in learning about that culture. But to your point earlier about developing relationships in the business sector, if people know each other, understand each other, they trust each other. And so business relationships are built on platforms where people relate to each other. And culture, art, as Sohail said, is a language that brings everyone together.
So we're talking about San Antonio's sister cities that we have. There are 11 of them around the world. They provide us the opportunity to have exchanges of culture, ideas, academia, and also create a foundation so that we can have business deals. But it all starts with character, the character of the city, one character, one city to the next, and we move on to having a successful relationship, and then we can look for other opportunities down the line. If you've got a question or a comment, we'd like to hear what you have to say. The number is 210-614-8980. We'll get to some of these calls we've got lined up on deck right after this quick break. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. We're talking about Sister Cities, an international association that San Antonio is a strong member of. Mayor Ron Nirenberg is the president-elect of Sister Cities International. Let's take another caller, and this is Nick. And Nick, welcome to The Source. Sir, you're on the air.
Hi, David. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Long time no speak. Yeah, I'm Nick Hollis. I'm the chair of the World Affairs Council, and I've been listening to poor Sherry, who's one of our directors in there, struggling to speak, so I thought I'd come in and fill in some air for her. Chairing the World Affairs Council, what we're doing, we're working very closely with Sherry and her team, and she provides us a steady stream of people from all of these wonderful sister cities. And then we take those folks out into the community through regular events. So we have about 23 events this year, and bring people in and have a listen to these different speakers and what they have to say. And also, it's intimate enough that many of the speakers themselves get to meet the local San Antonians, and San Antonians get to meet them. I think Sherry used a phrase that we like to use as well, you know, bringing the world to San Antonio and taking San Antonio to the world. So also, what we've been doing recently is also trying to bring a lot of the younger people into our meetings and things, and hoping that, you know, we'll build a base of educated San Antonians. But the nice thing about, you know, these sister cities or talking to these folks is, you know, a lot of news these days is filtered, as we well know. You get an opportunity to actually get unfiltered conversations with newsmakers. And the World Affairs Council is delighted to be associated with the city and with this particular program, because it provides the platform for us to introduce these people to average San Antonians.
All right, Nick, thank you so much for calling, and we appreciate that. And World Affairs Council is always something to pay attention to in San Antonio. Richard Pérez, the first sister city that San Antonio has is Monterrey in Mexico, established in 1953. So that's a special relationship.
It is a very special relationship, and one that that we have been able to cultivate because of family ties. Now, certainly many, many business ties.
Going back generations.
Oh, my gosh, generations for sure. And the citizens of Monterrey, Nuevo León, are just fantastic people. They understand San Antonio's place in the ecosystem of the United States and certainly of Texas. They appreciate it. And we have worked very, very hard over the years to make sure that we maintain those strong bonds. And we're hopeful that as we continue to discuss NAFTA, that we can continue to strengthen those bonds. There's a bit of a question mark on the go-forward plan on NAFTA, but I can assure you that San Antonians are interested in doing all we can to enhance NAFTA and make it better for all three countries, including Canada. And I think that this
Do we know that this call that we're coming from the White House asking for a 25% tariff on all auto parts, is that going to impact what the relationship that we have with auto manufacturing in Mexico?
It will severely impact not only the relationship with Mexico, but with Canada as well.
But we have Toyota here, and Toyota is reliant on just-in-time inventory with parts coming up from Mexico, where they do things like put together the seat belts and some of the manual labor, and there's a lot of flowing back of parts and stuff. Is that on the bubble because of what's being talked about with this 25% tariff?
It definitely is. That's the rules of origin, how much content comes from each country.
So we should be paying attention to that.
Very much, and we've been paying a very close attention. I think Carlos certainly is on top of that one.
Okay, Carlos, really quick, and I'm going to get to Amir right after that. Go ahead.
Yes, definitely. It's something that's very that it's challenging, and it's a difficult topic, but we definitely see that there's going to be a negative impact if the tariff proceeds and if they apply the tariff on automotive and the automotive industry. There's so much that goes back and forth from Mexico to San Antonio in terms of that industry. So I think ultimately jobs will be affected. The cost of the automotive is going to be, or the cars is going to rise. So the ones impacted are the consumers, the final consumer.
Well, and just real quickly, and I'm going to get you back to the calls. And Amir, hang on. I'll get your next, buddy. Hang on. So we see from Washington, D.C. and President Trump, and we always get these mixed messages. One day it's one thing. The next day it's something else. Just like on again, off again with North Korea. We don't know what's going on with these tariffs. And that must be disruptive to these businessmen trying to figure out what's going to happen from one day to the next, if they have to make investments, if they have to figure out what's going to happen to the supply chain. How is that impacting what's going on in San Antonio?
It is, and certainly I think there's several pieces by Kai Rizal, several interviews that he's done in terms of how it's impacting the business owners. But what we've seen here in San Antonio is that they're planning for the worst-case scenario, and it's definitely disruptive. It definitely puts a damper on the business plan for each company, so they have to plan ahead of what's going to happen. So
how can you plan?
Well, I mean, you can talk to your suppliers, you can talk to your customers and tell them that the price is going to potentially rise, but that's something that it's going to have to be discussed by each business.
Okay,
so.
All right, and this is why Sister Cities is important.
Correct.
So we can keep the lines of communication open.
Yes.
And someone in another Sister City can call you up and say, what's going on? And you're aware of the subtleties of what's going on, and you can communicate that.
Correct. And as a matter of fact, we just came back from SA to DC. Richard put a great, great trip over there in January. We were there discussing just NAFTA and how it's impacting San Antonio. I think San Antonio as a hub is tremendously going to be impacted if this doesn't go the right way. So that's pretty much what we're looking at. So, Richard.
Okay. All right. Let me go to a caller here. This is Amir's been hanging on. And Amir, welcome to the Source. Sir, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks very much for having me. I just wanted to speak briefly about the role of youth and of education. I'm actually an educator in the public schools here, also the founder of Summer of Service, SOS, and we build global citizens and young people through community service here in San Antonio and then travel abroad whenever we can make that possible for young people. And so we were able to take 27 students back in 2016 to our sister city of Wuxi, China. And we're taking 28 to Kumamoto, Japan this summer and putting together a group as we speak. And we're still accepting folks for our Darmstadt, Germany program in 2019. And we're also hosting students from Wuxi, China this summer. We have about 30 coming to visit. They'll go to SeaWorld and Spurs basketball camps and really see the best of our city. We did that last year as well, hosted about 15. And then lastly, the Sister Cities organization, it's a fantastic organization, and thanks to all the support we get from the city's international relations office, we've been able to facilitate these relationships and take students from a partner organization called FACE, a fantastic youth arts organization, and we take students to the conferences that Sister Cities has, which move around every year. And so this year it'll be in Aurora, Colorado, and we're teaching a group as well. So we're always looking for schools and students and teachers and parents that want to get involved. They can just go to our website and be a part of this.
That sounds like a great program, Amir. Thanks for calling in. He mentioned a fantastic international organization that we have in San Antonio that happens to be a championship basketball team. Richard, can you talk about how the Spurs can be held up as an example of drawing from the best from around the world?
Well, and I think particularly the Spurs is a model. They are a model of international cooperation. All you've got to do is look at the players on our team. They're from all over the world. They're excellent. They care. They come out to the community. They give back. They visit. They care. And so they're definitely a model of what international relationships can do and the power of what they can do for a city like San Antonio.
And how when people from around the world get together and they all have a good coach, they could get great things accomplished.
That's exactly right.
All right, let me go to Mika. Mika, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. So I'm listening to you guys talk about the Sister Cities program, and it sounds fantastic. And I checked out the City of San Antonio's official website about it. And there's kind of information about what the program is, but really nothing about how to get connected. So I work in the cybersecurity industry here in San Antonio, and I was wondering if there is any way for just an average citizen like me to get plugged in and contribute to the program, or there's any meetups that you have or anything like that.
Okay. And so you want to add to that, Carlos?
Sure. Well, definitely, if we can get your information, we can follow up with you regarding what specific city you're interested in. I personally do more of the business, the trade, export, development. Sherry, my colleague here, does more of the cultural affairs and protocol.
But cybersecurity is an international...
Correct. Cybersecurity, we're seeing a lot of inbound missions from Israel. But if you're interested in any other city, and how to get you connected, please just send us your contact information and we can follow up with you directly.
So that's a great question for Mika. And also generally, how do people get involved, Sherry?
I earlier on talked about the roles of our organizations. So the World Affairs Council, the San Antonio Council of International Visitors, Musical Bridges, Summer of Service, all of these are organizations through which the community can get involved.
So lots of opportunities, lots of ways to get in contact with folks. And Richard Perez, you're definitely keeping an eye out for how this is a way for local manufacturers also can figure out how to get their products around the world.
That's exactly right. And it's through those relationships, David. If you know somebody that does something that you need to get done or that you want to provide, that's how these things work. And so getting involved in the organizations that Sherry talked about, connecting with the Economic Development Foundation, connecting with the Chamber of Commerce, connecting with Sherry at the International Affairs Department, those are the ways that people can really dive deep into these relationships and that will be beneficial to them and to the countries that that we have the relationships in.
And beneficial to our local economy, creating jobs and opportunities create more opportunities. So let's get the ball rolling. Richard Perez, President and CEO of the San Antonio Chamber of Commerce, thank you so much. Also with us is Carlos Jaquin. He's the Senior Vice President of International Investment and Trade for the San Antonio Economic Development Foundation. Sherry Dalachiha is the Chief of Protocol and Head of International Relations for the City of San Antonio. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning us in.